Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks have kept the pressure on teams above them in the Western Conference wildcard chase by winning 8 of their last 9 games. The Columbus Blue Jackets find themselves in a tough spot, that of trying to hang on to key players and a playoff position over in the East. Now, if the Hawks can make it 9 out of 10 tonight, boy, they can really mess things up for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Down to center ice we go. Pierre-Luc Dubois, the Blue Jackets, and Artem Anisimov face it off the drop of the puck. This one's underway in the Blackhawks' control. Dylan Sakura got it to Connor Murphy over the jacket line. Right wing, he fires. Save his name. Rebound. Oh, and Sakura fires right into the pads of Bobrovsky. That should have been Dylan Sakura's first NHL goal, but Sergei Bobrovsky just stole one from him. Brinkin had the puck, lost it. Savard now leads a pass ahead. Here's Dubois over the Hawk line down the left wing. Moves in, shoots, and scores. And that was over the shoulder of Cam Ward. It looked like it hit the top right corner of the Hawks' net. And the Blue Jackets lead 1-0 on a sniper shot from Pierre-Luc Dubois. Floats it to Strome, high slot to DeBrinkett. Left circle to Kane, right circle, shoots, he scores! A beautiful passing play and a power play goal for the Hawks. Patrick Kane lights the lamp with a wrist shot. We're tied at 1 with 3:46 left in period number 1. So make it a 17-game point streak for Patrick Kane. And the Jackets get the puck right back. They get the goal right back. In front of the Hawk net, it's Artemi Panarin who snaps it past Cam Ward. And it's now 2-1 in favor of Columbus. They answered quickly. Murphy now out for Seabrook. Waves past the puck. It's taken by Atkinson. Breaking back the other way over the Hawk line left wing. To Panarin, to Atkinson beside the net. He shoots and scores. With 37 seconds left in the period, it's 3-1 Columbus. A nice passing play between Atkinson and Artemi Panarin, who gave it back to Cam Atkinson for the finish. And the Jackets are out in front with a 2-goal lead. This deflects to Taves, left corner, put it in front for Kane, kicks it to a stick, could not get a shot away. But he feeds it to the deep slot, Gustafson. To Kane, rolling through the high slot, sent it toward the net, Gustafson carry behind, gave it in front, Taves shoots, he scores! Boy, it was a lot of hard work by the Hawks, but they make it pay. An outstanding passing play from Patrick Kane down to Gustafson beside the jacket net. He carried in behind and found the captain waiting on the doorstep, and he roofed a shot. It's now 3-2 in favor of Columbus with 33 seconds left in the second period. Now Murphy adjusts, moves over to the near boards. Atkinson wins it around to Murray, to the line to Jones. He shoots and scores.
Panarin.
It deflected off somebody in front. You say Panarin?
Yeah, it was Panarin's goal.
Wow.
Face-off win by Atkinson. Back to the point. Just drifted towards the middle of the ice area. Panarin doesn't even see it.
Nutivaara took it, put it over to Harrington. Now a pass ahead. Atkinson over the Hawk line. Down the slot. He shoots and scores. And Cam Atkinson took a pass that originated from near the Columbus blue line on the left wing side. He got in behind the defense. And he raced in on Ward. Scored his second goal of the night. Makes it 5-2 Columbus.
What a season Atkinson is having. 33 goals on the season now. And linesmen are in the box, and they're going to see if this might have been offside. Looks like we're going to get a decision. Let's head down after they talk to the referee, which will be Mark Jonette, to make the call.
After review of the play, determined the play was offside.
There you go.
Yeah.
Score one for Troy Murray. Pulled the puck away.
Boy, this has been impressive by the Blue Jackets, how they defend.
Seth Jones into the Hawk zone, firing from the right circle. Big save by Ward with the pads. And then a follow-up shot from the far side by Bjorkstrand is knocked wide. Later, Cuckoo there to Brent Seabrook. Passing to Cahoon. Jacket line off his stick. Josh Anderson breaking into the Hawk zone down the right wing. Will shoot. He scores. Goes in and out of the glove of Cam Ward and rolls into the back of the Hawk net. And with 4:44 left on the clock for the third period, it's now 5-2 Columbus. Giving it up in front of the Jackets bench to Anisimov, and then he got it back and fires it toward the Hawk net. This hits the glass in behind as the game will come to an end. No, we have 0.2 seconds left on the clock. Icing's going to be the call here.
Now they're going to call it. Game's over.
And there it is. The Blue Jackets 5 and the Hawks 2. And so the Hawks, who came into this game winning 8 of the last 9, will not be successful in trying to win 9 out of 10. They split the season series with Columbus, each team winning a game in the other team's building. Tonight, the Jackets 5 and the Hawks 2.